Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of What's the Frequency Trendeth? Courtesy of Unsolicited Duck Picks. And I am Jack, that's Miles. That is a reference to an REM song, which itself is a reference to what somebody repeated over and over again while they beat up Dan Rather.
Oh, and, really? That's what it's
about. Yeah. And like the person was never caught, I don't think.
It just kept saying, what's the frequency, Kenneth?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. REM was like, now that's art. Now that's art. Anyways, I am Jack. That over there, well, that's Miles.
Yep.
And these are some of the things that are trending today. Lady Gaga is trending because, I mean, so first news broke, Joker 2, Madness of Two Jokers or something like that. I'm not great at France.
Yeah.
I'm not great at France, but it's called, why don't you pronounce it?
I don't know. Folie à deux.
Which translates to, what if there were two Jokers, though? And I immediately speculated, I bet they're going to turn it into like a twisted love story. And apparently Lady Gaga is in running to be the second opposite
Harley Quinn, potentially, yeah. I think. Opposite Joaquin, which is like, okay, that's going to be interesting. Gabrielle Bruni at Jezebel pointed out that it makes sense for the very specific reason that Lady Gaga just is determined to get an Oscar.
Yeah.
And the first one of these, they got two Oscars. Sequels do well, so maybe it could be a bit of like, maybe I could ride this Joker wave to Oscar town. I don't know. But if the House of Gucci press tour is any indication of what could happen, I would love to see this just for like them talking about how method they are, like nonstop.
I was not aware of this clip, but there's a clip where she was just going on about her method.
You didn't see that?
No. And Salma Hayek was up there with her and almost fell asleep.
Oh my. Yeah. It's so, she's bloviating. She's like, well, the thing about perform, like, just talking up this actor stuff. And Salma Hayek's just like, someone edits this video, they just slowly push in on Salma Hayek because she's not saying anything and just fade Lady Gaga's voice down. And you can tell she's just like, what is happening? Like, this person, it's like an essay length response.
And there's also like the difference between American actors and actors who aren't from America is that American actors are like, I dug a pit in my backyard and lived in it for 3 months, did not bathe other than in mud and rainwater to play the, you know, this supporting role.
To play this minion. Yeah, to voice this supporting minion in the new Despicable Me. What? But yeah, like Gaga,
that
she wrote.
That would have been worth it. But,
she said okay. She wrote an 80-page biography of her character, yeah. And you know, like, said she was like thought she was getting drunk off the like drinks on set that were prop drinks that were did not have alcohol in it. Like she was living it. So brace yourself. Yeah.
I love some good bloviation. I love a good American actor taking it all way too seriously, and looks like we might be headed for that. This does feel like the perfect casting. Like it, yeah.
That, yeah, like that I don't think anyone can be mad if they make Joker do it. These people be like, I don't know what they're saying, but it's gonna be Twitter memes galore.
Anyways, we stan a Lady Gaga on this show, so Gaga heads, don't come after us or do, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever makes you feel good. But I don't know, Margot Robbie is very good as Harley Quinn. So that's a tough one. I don't know that there's ever been a recasting of a role while somebody was straight up killing it in their performance of that role.
Who better than Lady Gaga to be like, oh, you think that's a performance?
Yeah. Game 5 of the NBA Finals happened last night. My pick that the Celtics are going to win in 6 is going to be tough for them to do so. Because now the Warriors are up 3-2.
I think we're getting 7 games, you know.
Oh yeah.
It's just going back and forth and back and forth. It was quite a game.
I don't know. I'm on a bunch of NBA text threads where people are like, you know, this is so sloppy, but like I don't know. I think both teams are playing very aggressive defense and like the level of play has been fun. It's been fun to watch Andrew Wiggins just ball out. Mm-hmm. The memes have been good. I think, you know, we've talked before about the like NBA photographs matched with like classic paintings, and there's
Ball House, right?
Yeah. This one is not Ball House. This is like sports as art or something like that. But they absolutely nailed a Steph Curry next to Madonna.
Look. Yeah, even the
Steph Curry
way
just looks.
The way his towel is folding, it like almost mimics perfectly this art piece of Mary. But the other thing is, there was another one. Remember, Anna sent one through the text thread where they said they thought he was making the distracted boyfriend meme.
Yep.
Too. I was like, that seems like a stretch. But if he's really out here doing that, I'm like, you have too much going on, Steph Curry. Ooh. Other than you know, serendipitous moment where, you know, Klay Thompson was happening in the background.
Looking sad in the background while young up-and-comer Jordan Poole is in the front ground, as it's called in professional photography. Foreground is what I meant to say.
Oh, okay.
But it's like one of those deep focus things. I don't think there's any possible way that he was aware of like this photograph
before, right?
But
that's the beauty of having multiple hundreds of photos taken of you at a time, so at any point you'd be like, I think he's doing the Thriller dance.
It does feel like it just plays into there is like a reverse shipping going on between Klay Thompson and Jordan Poole. Everybody wants them to like hate each other, and
people
like don't want to like Jordan Poole, who I think is very lovable, but people are like, he wanted to take the free throws instead of Steph because he like thinks he's better than Steph, and Klay Thompson hates him because you take big shots.
And he's also, I'm never going to call him dad. Okay, what?
And he's not allowed to tell me that I have to stop watching TV when it's bedtime.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah. Apple TV. What's going on with Apple TV?
They just signed a fucking 10-year like rights deal with Major League Soccer. So like, if you want to watch MLS, you better fucking have Apple TV Plus or whatever the fuck the streaming service version is called. And they're like, no blackouts, no local, nothing. Like, this is the home of it. So it's just interesting to watch them aggressively kind of ramp up their footprint in like the network sort of world of like, okay, now we're going to be doing more live events, like specifically with certain leagues and trying to attract new audiences. So I never thought I would. For the longest time, we've always thought of Apple as just a hardware maker and technological overlord of our world.
Yeah.
But now they're the home of the MLS starting in 2023.
Does the Amazon have the NFL? I feel like NFL.
They have
like...
some. Yeah, they have like scant, like weird rights. Like sometimes they have like Premier League games, like in other countries. So I think everyone realizes that's like the one way you can draw people in, because people who are like fans of sports teams typically will throw whatever amount of money they have to see their team. And then if you take away the thing like the local blackouts and shit that drives people nuts, they're just like, you know, why not come home to Apple TV Plus?
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And Yellowstone, the park, the less famous Yellowstone. There's Yellowstone, the TV show with Kevin Costner that I'm sure you're all thinking of. But there's also a park called Yellowstone. and it is very large, and it's larger than the states of Rhode Island and Delaware combined, and they are having to evacuate the entire park because of massive flooding.
Extreme fucking weather. Unprecedented rainfall and flooding. And so basically they've evacuated it. The all the like entrances are closed. The footage is fucking wild. Like just fully washed out roads and stuff. Constant reminders of our shifting world. Just like today, I remember this. I was reading another thread about the ice sheets melting and what that means for our shorelines in the next 20 years. Not a comforting read.
Hey, but did you hear that? Like the energy companies, they got record profits.
Yeah. What are you gonna do with your fucking, you know, Miami Beach property? Because that's like they're all pointing to that area. Like, whoo, there's a lot of coastal like places that are going to be like fundamentally altered because of, you know, the rising sea levels that were just like of all the things we have to consider, constant reminders of the fact that we actually need to be doing a lot more. Because we can't innovate our way out of it.
Mm. What's the Lex Luthor city that he was going to build after like knocking half of California into the Pacific Ocean with the like giant earthquake in Superman? Like Luthervania or something like that? Probably not that. I'm sure they had professional writers on it to come up with something better than Luthervania. But
yeah,
maybe BP's got that kind of locked up. So stay tuned.
Hopefully. Stay tuned, folks. Or hopefully I'm sure listeners are like, it's this name. Scream it louder. We might hear you.
Yeah. Little Caesars trending. They've usurped Pizza Hut as the official pizza of the NFL.
Yeah.
So just thought
pizza,
you guys
pizza.
Might be.
I just
that.
Love Little Caesars. I just love crazy bread. So whenever I see it, it warms my heart.
Diet Pepsi trending. Another food just, stuff trending.
Just love it. That's it. I just wrote that because I wanted to say shout out. Let's just keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Love Diet Pepsi.
There is. You know who else loves it?
Our boy Rudy.
Damn, man.
Rudy.
He might be drinking a different type of Diet Pepsi than the rest of us.
Yeah. So because of, you know, Coachella Night 2's revelations about him being very drunk on election night, he decided to have a real weird tweet off and tweeted, "I was upset that they were not prepared for the massive cheating, as well as other lawyers around the president. I refused all alcohol that evening. My favorite drink, Diet Pepsi."
So he was just...
That's like some shit people said in the 50s. And people were like, oh, okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, these people are dumb. Like, they don't realize how cynical, like, the younger generations are. So cynical. Where it's like, we don't believe advertisements. We don't believe just some shit because you said it. And for him, this is like, I mean, I guess the mind of someone like him who's so desperate. And he's just like, nope, refuse every drink. My favorite drink is Diet Pepsi. Case closed.
Your own people were like, yeah, was he drunk?
Yeah,
very drunk. Why are you asking? And then finally, Airbnb is making the rounds because somebody found 10 cameras in a rental, like that
fucking hidden cameras, like
hidden cameras all over the place.
Sprinklers were made to look like they were sprinklers, but had like lenses in them and like all this other shit in the bedrooms. So there was like this viral tweet yesterday about, you know, like this person who had rented the spot, and she was trying to get like Airbnb to follow up. She was trying to get the local police to be like, I don't know how this is legal, and wasn't getting anywhere. So that kind of just kicked off a bunch of people on their own, just telling their own like Airbnb horror stories, or just kind of taking a shit on like the hustle crowd of like, you know, like diet landlording that people do. Like, just get this house and just Airbnb it, man. Fucking prevent someone else from living there, and like, you're making sick dough. So, yeah, it's wild. I mean, like, short-term rentals are really a terrible curse on cities and like affordable housing. So
I would be surprised if they're like, I haven't done this research, but I bet if you like go into the renters Reddit or message board, you will find a lot of people being like, what? It's my property. I'm allowed to do that. You know?
Right. Yeah, totally. And, you know, and they're giving cover to the people who are the real offenders, which are like the mega companies that are like squatting on all these houses just so they can sell them when the price gets higher. It's all It's all money, baby.
Right. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.